Thank you for being with us today on Full Logic Reverse. Our guest is Dr. Rob Killian, who is with us, joining us from Washington State, to talk about Initiative 685. Dr. Killian, thank you for joining us on the program.
Good morning, Mike.
Well, I certainly appreciate that you were able to join us today. Can you let the listeners know about Initiative 685, which is going to be voted on this coming Tuesday?
Right. Initiative 685 is like the Arizona initiative last year, Proposition 200. It's a little broader than California's medical marijuana initiative. It puts in place a mechanism whereby physicians can recommend any medication that has medical benefit as long as it's proven to have such. And also, it changes drug policy in the way that drug possessors are punished. It mandates drug treatment and drug education programs for those convicted of their first two offenses.
And I guess that's really sort of the point of this, is that this is really much more than just a medical marijuana initiative, correct?
Right.
Talk a little bit more about some of the specifics, if you will, because I know when I heard about the initiative, I said it seems to me that somebody has finally got their head screwed on right about how to deal with the whole issue of drugs in this society.
Well, if we step back and talk about the bigger issues, for 5 years I've been working in an inner city type clinic, community health care center. Most of my patients have always been uninsured and are, you know, the discarded of society. I started out in the homeless projects of Washington, D.C., and addictions plague our communities, and we don't treat them well, either medically or as a society. And the older I've gotten in my personal life, the more I'm just shocked that we put people in a cage for having drug addictions when we don't do anything about nicotine or alcohol addictions to the same degree. And it's ineffective. We spend billions of dollars on this drug war, and yet drug use continues unabated. Drug-related crimes continue to plague our communities. And we're inhumanely becoming the largest prisoner in the world. We put more people in jail and prison than any other Western nation does. And it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It's not like we don't have some of the answers. It's been proven over and over and over that if you treat drug addicts with appropriate medical and psychological treatment in a humane way, drug use goes down, drug-related crimes go down, and it's not rocket science.
We're talking with Dr. Rob Killian about Washington State's Initiative 685, which will certainly, if passed, in my opinion, turn the entire drug war on its head, which I think we both, Dr. Killian and I, agree is a very good idea. Dr. Killian, let me ask you this, because I know that the whole hysteria around drugs has really affected the ability of physicians to prescribe medication. I know I saw something recently on 60 Minutes where a physician was basically run out of business and I guess criminally charged because he dared to prescribe pain medication to his patients.
Well, Mike, I was a hospice physician for 2 years in this young career of mine, too, and it's really amazing when you run up against the limits of modern medicine. And when you have people in pain and you're treating them with hundreds of milligrams of morphine at a time, you're always looking over your shoulder, wondering who's going to be second-guessing your choices, who's going to have to, you know, who in the DEA is going to get on my case, who never saw the patient. And the big issue in medicine really is pain control. How many people in our communities are afraid that if they get really sick, they won't get the right pain control? And it's just amazing, and it's mostly because we're afraid to overprescribe or prescribe the appropriate amount of pain meds because we do get second-guessed, and we have sort of armchair quarterbacks looking over our shoulder.
Well, armchair quarterbacks who are, in essence, police. I mean, they're not, you know, other medical professionals who are looking to find out whether or not a particular physician is, you know, actually providing appropriate medical treatment. I mean, these are cops that want to make sure that there isn't somebody who's using drugs, right?
Right. And yet they've never been on the front line of treating pain or understanding, you know, risks and benefits of different medications and the environment in which these drugs will be prescribed. You know, they don't see my patients in my clinic or any other clinic. It's all on paper, and it's all about intellectual stimulation rather than treating real pain.
We're talking with Dr. Rob Killian about Washington State's Initiative 685. Dr. Killian, can you talk a little bit more about the specifics of Initiative 685 so the people here in California will know pretty much what really is being voted on up there?
Right. The first section changes the punishment for drug possession. It states that anyone who is convicted of possessing a drug, and in Washington that's a certain limit, anything over that limit is a drug dealing or intent to distribute offense, with mandated drug treatment or drug education based upon the judge's discretion, whether they're addicted or just abusing the drug. And that goes for the first and second offense. Anything after the second offense, then they are mandated back into the old system, which in our state is incarceration. The second part of that would put in place a parole option for those criminals currently serving time for simple drug possession in the state. They'll be eligible for release into court-supervised drug treatment programs if they're found to be having no violent history, no habitual criminal history, and aren't serving a concurrent sentence. Number three puts in place a mechanism whereby physicians will be able to recommend any medication on Schedule One that's been proven to have medical benefit, as long as they're following professional medical standards, and that they can have a second physician also approve the use of that drug for medical purposes.
And just for clarification for our audience, when you talk about medications that are on Schedule 1, what do you mean by that?
The most commonly known one is medical marijuana. Marijuana is on Schedule 1. Other drugs are heroin, LSD, and it's a whole list of isomers or sort of takeoffs on those other opiates.
And Initiative 685?
It will allow or put in place a mechanism whereby we say as people that if a drug has medical benefit, get the politics out of it and let the doctors and patients use it. The only one that meets the tough standard of Initiative 685 currently is marijuana. But we've been trying to reschedule marijuana into a schedule where we could use it medically for 30 years. And I don't think we need to do that with each of these drugs if they're proven to have benefit, if they ever do get proven to be beneficial.
We're talking with Dr. Rob Killian about Washington State's Initiative 685. Dr. Killian, let me ask you this. Why, in your opinion, do you think that our society and culture fight so hard to keep marijuana from being used medically?
Well, we all, you and I grew up, and your listeners grew up in the era of reefer madness. This plant has been demonized. I grew up as a Mormon here in Seattle, Washington, and I just grew up with the myths. I didn't even question them until I was a physician and saw marijuana used to treat a patient, and I just couldn't believe it. And I had a lot of learning to do rapidly because I became responsible for that patient, and that use was sort of my liability. And the more I've learned, the more I'm just amazed. I believe we've often made our drug policies based around fear and misinformation. And so people have a lot to learn.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that a lot of policy in the United States is created around fear, and that which is not created around fear very often is created around greed. We're talking with Dr. Rob Killian. My name is Mike Thornton. This is Full Logic Reverse, and our topic today, of course, is Washington State's Initiative 685. Dr. Killian, let me ask you, I can imagine that there are probably forces in Washington State that would just as soon that Initiative 685 go away somewhere to a place very, very far from the voters' ability to make a decision on it. Who are some of the people who are aligning against this up there?
Well, we have every major politician at least taking a stance against this initiative. In the last 2 weeks, the hysteria has really turned up. Our lieutenant governor here has led the charge in opposition, and he's become a bit hysterical. I've been described from everything from a child killer to a drug dealer. William Bennett and drug czar Barry McCaffrey have become very active in the last couple of weeks, and they're scaring our voters. It's all every time they open their mouth, it's like I'm trying to legalize heroin for their children's use, and it's been quite amazing to undergo this. I saw this from afar in California and Arizona, but when it's directed here at me, it's been pretty interesting to survive. But I really believe the voters can see through the rhetoric, and I have faith in them. I hope they do.
And some of the people who are organizing to support Initiative 685?
Well, we have people from law enforcement, the drug treatment community, a whole group of physicians here who are interested in a public health approach to drugs. And citizens from both sides of the aisle. This is a nonpartisan issue, and it's been quite amazing to see the coalition develop around hoping to have a better
And as the author, and I believe you authored this initiative, you are being personally attacked as a result of your attempt to try and expand the if at the very least expand the discussion of how we're going to deal with drugs in this society. I mean, even if Initiative 685 fails to be passed, I mean, at least we're now moving into a broader discussion. And what I'm hearing you say is that you're being personally attacked for even daring to try to do that.
Right. The lieutenant governor says that by having this discussion in state, children will have a lessened risk of drugs and thus take drugs and become addicted and die. And just by having the discussion in this democracy, we're responsible then for children dying. It's a ludicrous argument. And I wish you would say it more, because it sounds so ludicrous, people will probably run the other way. But it doesn't... It didn't help the first few times I heard it for my own personal sake, but I'm learning to laugh at all of the hysteria a bit. So.
And we just have a couple of minutes left, Dr. Killian. What would you like to say to the listeners so they would have a perspective on this that you would like them to have?
Well, in Washington State, we're now building a new prison every 4 years. We're bankrupting our society in this war on drugs, and which has turned into an ugly war on humans. I'd like, the most important thing I think people need to think about is that drug addiction is a disease and drug abuse is a public health crisis. It's not a criminal justice issue unless they break the law in other ways. We need to treat these people with respect, compassion, and with medical treatment.
Dr. Rob Killian, author of Washington State's Initiative 685, which will be voted on Tuesday. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thanks, Mike.